move right into sharing a message with you all. And I heard so many people this week saying, whether you like sports or have zero interest, the Philly love was so high. And I just want to name that because I think it can honestly inform so many other aspects of our human endeavor. Connection, love, joy, support. It's real. You could have no interest in football at all. You could dislike football, but I'll bet you felt something special this week, and I think that's the job of religion, to even notice it in the most unexpected of places. Geneticists have proven that all 7.6 billion human beings around the world have one common ancestor. I cannot believe the fact, but apparently it's true. They named our common ancestor mitochondrial Eve. Gary Kowalski helps us to imagine. Picture your own mother holding her mother's hand. Now add a link in the chain so that your grandmother is holding your mother's hand. And another link so that you have a continuous line of great-grandmothers and departed female ancestors standing hand in hand. This is your birth line. Imagine this human chain stretching into the distance as far as the human eye can see. The woman known as mitochondrial Eve would be standing somewhere in your line of foremothers about 10,000 generations ago, or roughly 6 miles from here and now. The line of ancestors past Eve, the oldest female ancestors of all living beings, keeps going. Now imagine another line of females facing your family line. The second line is also comprised of daughter, mother, grandmother, and beyond. The second line is made up of chimpanzees. For miles and years, the two lines run like parallel train tracks. But finally, at a point, if they're all standing hand in hand and you can measure them, about 160 miles away, roughly 5 million years ago, you would discover a single figure where the two lines converge. That is awesome. Every person in this room has a family line going back 5 million years to where we converge with the chimpanzee and our shared ancestry. I've had situations, perhaps like you. I've been in Costa Rica a number of times where I had the opportunity to call to monkeys in the wild, and it just thrills me to the core of my soul to do that because it is a language back and forth. I take their language on. But it's relatives, talking to relatives. And I think really when we're interacting with so many sentient beings, I know so many people have this with pets and others, the soul comes more alive than at other times. For real. Unitarian Charles Darwin was born on February 12th of 1809. On his birthday week, we thank Darwin for discovering evolution and proving that we human beings are related to all plants and animals on Earth. Many scientists have contributed to what Jason showed in the book, but Darwin was one of the top leaders. Interestingly, today in the United States, at least 4 in 10 Americans do not believe in evolution. It's really more, but 4 out of 10 adamantly say that's a false narrative. People who regularly attend church are less likely to believe in evolution. That's unfortunate. Darwin and others great scientist, help us to understand that we humans are kin with all life, a glory which religion can fully celebrate. And I would say should, but I shouldn't say should. Skip that. In this place, we should. Recent studies show that modern-day human beings and chimpanzees share over 96% of our DNA in common. 96% DNA in common with the chimp. Mindfully paying attention to the very real connections we have with chimps and all sentient beings results in being more alive to what is. 400 million years ago, the ancient lobe-finned fish set out across a tidal flat in search of water. The efforts of that fish were historic contributions to its later-to-be relatives, a red-tailed hawk soaring overhead, the long neck of a giraffe extending to the highest leaf for a snack, the humpback whale doing a 90-degree backflip in the deepest oceans, and all of us being here in this room now. This is our mind-boggling and true common creation story. Too often, I lose track of the reality that we human beings share so much in common with sunflowers announcing glory with gold and black, squirrels gathering nuts in preparation for winter, hippos cooling in a river. It's good to pause, pay attention, contemplate these miracles. Paying attention to the ever-changing, miraculous enterprise of life can energize us for doing good. And that is good because I believe we are called, and I believe that you believe it too, we are called to use our gifts to participate helpfully in the process of evolution. The tasks at hand are significant. There's a novel which I recommend to you, which has a lot of Philadelphia history in it, a historic novel. Elizabeth Gilbert wrote this tremendous book, The Signature of All Things. This is a different direction than Eat, Pray, Love. Totally different category for her. In the novel, a Darwin contemporary botanist, Alma, female, Whitaker, writes, "The beauty and variety of the natural world are merely visible legacies of endless war." In the 1800s, Whitaker in the novel documents how certain birds transformed the destiny of mosses. An old oak falling on the pasture fence can make shade that alters the entire group of plants and animals in an area. Alma Whitaker wrote, "The battle of nature is not marked by evil, but by this one mighty and indifferent natural law, that there are simply too many life forms and not enough resources for all of them to survive." That's the awful, brutal competition for resources that Darwin was so aware of. And Darwin also believed, this is less highlighted when people lift him up, Darwin believed that humans have the opportunity and the obligation to move evolution along in the direction of justice. Now, how much can we move the dial? That's a debate. But we can and do move the dial in different directions. We humans are the only known beings on the planet with the ability to look ahead and strategize how to live out ethics universally. Elm trees do not express a sense of justice. Raccoons do not write love ballads, although they're lovely. And turtles don't give warm hugs to other turtles who come up short. We just have some special skills that we can use for good or bad, and that's the deal. Darwin felt that most ethics that are applicable to humans should also be applied to all sentient life. He was ahead of his time, dedicated member of the Society for the Prevention of Cruelty to Animals. He was an outlier in compassionately caring for dogs and other animals and pets. As a fisherman, Darwin regularly dipped his worms in brine to numb them before impaling them on the hook. Little St. Francis-esque. I don't think Francis would do that to the worm, though. Possibly, I don't know. Staying aware of the awe-inspiring force of life and the fact that we humans are related to all life, we can make more positive impact on and in evolution. Of course, there are many daunting human problems and shortcomings. We talk about them a lot in this church, as we should. However, it is also true that positive social evolution is happening and has been happening in real ways. And just like we tend to overlook the amazement of biological evolution, scientists say that we tend to overlook social progress as well. We might call this things were better in the old days-ism. But progress is happening in important ways that should be lifted up. Author Andrew Cohen gives some pertinent examples. The number of people living in poverty around the globe, that's defined as less than $2.50 a day, $2.50 a day of income, globally, decreased from 75% in 81 to 57% in 2005. Infant mortality rates have fallen over 60% internationally over the last 55 years. Since 1990, the number of people with access to improved sanitation has increased by 50%. The number of people per million, this is total global population, who have died in armed conflict dropped from 235 in 1950 to 2.5 in 2007. Some improvements have happened. And when improvements happen, many times they're arising when human beings claim our power of empathy and cognitive skills for planning the implementation of ethics. Activist Angela Davis said it like this: I am no longer accepting the things I cannot change. I am changing the things I cannot accept. We can lean in and claim our power. This week, I heard a powerful story from colleagues who work in social service sector in Philadelphia. They know a man who's a double amputee. Having lost both his legs, this man was also living in a homeless shelter in Philadelphia. And they realized, to their pain in their heart, that many of the people around the man not only had no idea that he was a father, but they really realized that they weren't able to even imagine he was a father. Somehow, they're bringing blind spots and prejudices to their interactions. Yet the man did go on to dedicate every fiber of his being not only to getting back to independent, healthy life for himself, but with the support of others, he also fully reclaimed an active, productive fatherhood relationship with his two daughters. That's evolution of empowerment, helping to break people out of prejudicial boxes and empowering people to live out their calling and potential. I have a friend who I'll call Phil. Recently, Phil was out in public when a stranger approached him and said a very rude insult. Just weird and offensive. Stunned, Phil and his friend walked away in silence. Phil's friend said to him, "Let's not just walk away from that guy. Let's go back." Phil said, "Okay, you're right." So they turned around and approached the rude person, and Phil said to him, "Can I pray with you?" And Phil's a very kind guy. And the man said, "Yes." And Phil prayed for a release of hatred and animosity. Body language softened. The men hugged and said goodbye. That's evolution of love breaking down walls of resentment or hostility. So the Eagles did win the Super Bowl, and I have to name that as evolution. It was since 1960, people. And the experts have not really named that one of the top reasons is Judy and Rick Rhodes were in the building watching the game. But the fans and the celebrations, I think we have to name a little evolution for Philly, more peacefulness in the celebration. Really. So let's be proud and name it and grow it. Okay? Now, there was a lot of swearing in the parade, which I didn't like for the young ones, but we can keep evolving as a city. Seriously. Love this city. All my heart. And we can evolve. We need evolution. The Winter Olympics organizers face the challenge of dwindling number of locations around the world maintaining sufficient winter conditions. We have to evolve into better stewards of the earth. We need evolution. The opioid crisis is crushing our people. We got to evolve, including on paying attention to why is there such a wave of pain that people need pain reduction from. It's not just injured hips and cracked ankles. There's pain. It's always pain in the history of the planet, but it seems like we're at a higher point. Let's evolve. So we saw that Eagles parade. A lot of people came out for something they cared about. Can we imagine even 10 people coming to a place with you or more? Coming out to evolve in loving kindness. Coming to be not weird, not cultish, just showing up with a simple desire to do the right thing and be kind to and with sentient beings. Can you imagine that today, wherever you're going to be? How do you feel called to evolve? Blessings be.